two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
Hebrews chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. Behind the second veil there was a tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies, having a golden altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden jar holding the manna, and Aaron's rod which budded, and the tables of the covenant. A covenant is a contractual agreement between two parties. Paul told the Galatians that once a covenant is ratified, the conditions of it cannot be altered, saying, "When it has been ratified, no one sets it aside or adds conditions to it." God instructed Moses to build an ark for the covenant. An ark is a container, in this case, a box made of wood and overlaid with pure gold. The top lid, called the mercy seat, was fashioned from a single piece of gold. The Ark of the Covenant was a box built to hold the covenant. Since the righteous blood of the Lamb of God has ratified this covenant, no one can set it aside or add conditions to it. The Ten Commandments, the golden jar of manna, and the rod of Aaron, which produced fruit, was placed in the ark. The manna represents Jesus, the true bread from heaven. The rod of Aaron represents the Holy Spirit, which quickens us from death to life and causes us to yield spiritual fruit. Wood is a symbol of cursed and dead humanity, which is why Jesus was crucified on a wooden cross. He became our curse that we may become the blessing of God. As life sprang forth, producing fruit in Aaron's rod, the Holy Spirit gives us life and causes spiritual growth. Now we come to the very first objects to be placed in the Ark of the Covenant, the two tablets of stone having the Ten Commandments written into them by the finger of God. Notice that our text refers to them as the tables of the covenant. The things placed under the mercy seat also reveals the standard we agree to live by when we enter the covenant, receiving Christ as our Savior, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and obeying the Ten Commandments are the conditions of the covenant.
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.